on February 18th, 2011. This is Polling You, number 42. Welcome back, Bridge friends. This is Michael at Bridge Hands. More on slam bidding. We're going to do hands 2, 3, and 4 for the Premium and Ultra members. South is the dealer. Beautiful 7-card suit. King, Jack, 10 running. 4 high, at least a couple, maybe 3 more for distribution. Let's go ahead and call it 7. And in clubs, Ace, King, 3rd, another 7 points, 14. Doubleton, worthless diamonds, no help there. But a great Ace, Stiff, and Spades, there's another 4. Looks like around 17 or 18 points. Over then to West. West has Ace, King, 4th of diamonds, there's 7. In clubs, Queen, 4th. So 9 high, and with shortage in the heart suit, no, not quite enough. Perhaps, for those of you who are aggressive, you might do it with 10 points in a singleton. 9 points, I think, is pushing it just a little bit too far, don't you? Even with a void, little too far. Okay, over to North. North, in hearts, Ace, Queen, 4th, 6 points. Doubleton Club, no help. Jack, 4th of diamonds, I don't think we can count anything at this point. Jack 3rd, Jack 4th, not too happy with those. But in spades, King, Jack, 3 times. Another 3 points. Perhaps 1 distribution for the Doubleton and clubs. It looks like it's going to be a 3-heart response. Pass by East, back to South. Well, at this point, South hand goes up appreciably. We've got 2 losers in diamonds, 1 loser in club, and with partner showing good support, a jump bid in hearts. Some people might want to go ahead and bid Blackwood, but as we've learned, is that when we have a worthless doubleton, we don't ask. And when we take a look at our diamond suit, this is a red flag here, right? Right. So after our partner goes 3 hearts, we do a Q bid at the 4 level. And what's that? That would be 4 clubs. Yes, we have control in clubs, an ace or a king. This time we have both of them. Partner will then go up the line. With a stopper in diamonds, would bid it. Uh-oh, no stopper in diamonds. Can't do that. Goes back to 4 hearts. Well, this is all that South needs to hear. Without any stopper in the diamond, no ace, no king, there's that red flag. So we're going to stop. We're going to pass and play at 4 hearts. The opening lead, well, not much doubt there. Ace, king, 4 times. They're going to lead the ace of diamonds. Everybody will follow and encouraging signals. They play again, a king of diamonds, and they got their first 2 tricks. Yes, we'll get the rest of the tricks, but at this point, when if we rough it, they've got their first 2, and slam is out of hand. On the bidding, after 1 heart, 3 hearts, did not bid Blackwood. Instead, Q-bidded a control because the person who wanted to ask had a worthless doubleton, did not have any controls in this suit. And once North said, I don't have any controls either, bypassed the diamond suit, bidding up the line, and came back to hearts. That was all we had to hear. Let's take a look at another variation of this hand. Okay, on hand number 3, same hand for South, but for North this time, rather than have the King, Jack, 4 times of spades, we've given up the King, and we've picked up the King of Diamonds. We've exchanged the kings here in the pointed suits. And rather than to give 5 spades over here to West and have them maybe be a busy bidder, we've jettisoned one over this way and kind of rearranged the hand just a little bit here for West. But basically, for West and North, we've just exchanged the pointed kings. All right, so this time, the bidding goes 1 heart, a pass, once again, 3 hearts, same effective points over here, a pass, 4 clubs, pass. So after 4 clubs, with an ace or a king in the diamond suit, North would bid it. And sure enough, there is a king there. So after 4 clubs, it's 4 diamonds. Pass by East. And that's basically what South wanted to hear, right? Had a worthless doubleton and diamond, but with a control in the North hand, now South can say, yes, I will bid 4 no trump. Tell me about your aces. So after 4 no trump, we have 1 ace by North. We'll go ahead and bid the second step. That is with 1 control. So that would be 5 diamonds. And after 5 diamonds, South would say, okay, You've got one ace. It's either the ace of hearts or the ace of diamond. I'm fine with that. And because you did a jump bid to three hearts, you've got 10, 11, 12 points. I'm going to accept it with a six-heart slam. The opening lead, of course, would still be the ace of diamonds, playing an aggressive lead against a slam suit contract. The ace comes out, an encouraging signal. But this time, the king does catch the second trick. That was the critical card that was needed to cover the worthless doubleton for South. So at this point, they're going to get all of the hearts. They've got two clubs, can rough one and dummy, and with the ace of spades, are not concerned with the rest of the spades in the north hand. So indeed, six hearts is bid and made. So you can see the difference in this situation where the dummy does have a king and they were able to cubit it after the four club bid. That made all the difference in the world. All right? Okay, we've got third hand. This can be a little different variation, but still cubitting. Here we go. On hand number four, north will be the dealer. Ace, fourth of spades, 4 points. In diamonds, king, queen, third, another 5 points, makes nine. In clubs, ace, jack, 10, 5 times. I wouldn't count a distribution point quite with his holding. An aggressive player might. So 9 and 5 makes 14. Stiff jack of hearts, no points. Opens, one club. A pass by east with a 6-3-3-1, but the heart suit is very weak, should not be a preempt here. Over to south. In spades, king, queen, jack, 6 times. There's 6 high and a couple of distribution, let's call it 8. Worthless jack, doubleton, and diamonds, no help there. King, doubleton, and clubs, that's nice, there's another 3. And in hearts, hey, another ace, king, third. 17 points, looking good. Bidding, one spade, forcing bid. Over to west, no bid. Back to north. Well, north had 14 before, but now the hand goes up appreciably with ace, fourth of spades, and a singleton in hearts. It'll be a jump to 3 spades. A pass. Okay, do you want to do 4 no trump south? No, we shouldn't. Here again, if we have a worthless doubleton, and you can see it this time, it is the responder that has the worthless doubleton, we cannot bid Blackwood. We need to use our new friend, the control. So after the 3 spade bid, we go ahead and bid our control from the lowest ranking suit up. And we do have one in clubs. We can do it with a king also. So we're going to go ahead and bid 4 clubs. A pass. And our partner, North, says, well, wait a second. You said you've got a control there, but I've got the ace. You've either got a singleton or you've got the king and some extras. So at this point, they would go ahead and bid the next ranking suit. They have a control up. And they have a king-queen, so that counts as a control. They would bid 4 diamonds. Goes back to South, and that was just what South wanted to hear. They needed to have a control in the diamond suit. And when they heard the control, the 4-diamond bid, now they can go ahead and safely bid Blackwood, find that they have 3 of the 4 aces, and land in a 6-spade contract. So the lead in this case would be the ace of diamonds. And at this point, South has all the rest of the tricks. We have all of the spade tricks, the remaining diamond tricks, the ace king of clubs, and the ace king of hearts. Don't even need the king, making 6 spades in the bag. So here on this hand, although South had a huge hand after hearing North open, we still needed to explore to make sure that there was a control in the diamond suit. So the bidding went 1 club by North, 1 spade by South, 3 spades by North, 4 clubs, showing the king in this case, not the ace. North bid 4 diamonds to say, I have the king queen, I have a control in that suit. That was just what South needed to hear, who then went 4 no trump, found that they were missing 1 ace, bid 6 spades. Okay, all, I hope you enjoyed the session today on control cubiting. So on next week, part 3 of slam cubiting, we'll look some more at some controls. There'll be more on these. We'll want to go ahead and nail down to make sure we have all of our agreements in place. So have a great weekend. Thanks for coming, and happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye now.